The second major area of blocked input tax is VAT relating to the purchase of a motor car. VAT on the purchase of a car is only recoverable if the car is used wholly for business purposes. The key point here is the legislation states that the car must not be available for private use, and this is a very, very stringent test to match. It does eliminate most cars bought by businesses because their users travel to and from work in them, or they use otherwise for private purposes, or even if they're not used for private purposes, if they are available for private purposes, then the VAT on the purchase is blocked. As you may expect, purchase of a motor car is a major expense for most businesses, particularly small businesses, and since the change in the rules in the mid-90s, numerous businesses have tried to recover VAT. What happens if HMRC do not agree with the VAT recovery on any item is that HMRC will assess for the VAT involved. If the business does not like HMRC's decision, it can take the case to a VAT tribunal, which is independent of HMRC. Because the legislation in the area of motor cars has been, to put it one way, woolly, cases have been won and lost, mostly depending on which side of bed the tribunal chairman has got out of that morning. People, if they've made a good impression, can argue their case and win. So there's been no set rules. What happened with one case is that it went to the High Court, and the High Court decisions are different. High Court decisions set a precedent, whereas tribunal decisions do not set any precedent. The case is decided on the particular facts of that case. High Court decisions do set a precedent which needs to be followed or particularly distinguished. So when a case such as the Fagomatic went to the High Court, we thought that that was the end of the matter because Fagomatic lost. Very briefly, Fagomatic was a guy who went round filling up cigarette machines, but he did it in a Lamborghini, as you would, I suppose. He said he needed the Lamborghini to impress important clients. He went to the VAT tribunal and he won his case. He convinced the tribunal that he was constantly working and, as I said, he needed the car to impress important clients. Tribunal accepted that and he won. But because it was an expensive car, HMRC took the case to the High Court and the High Court decided in favour of HMRC. And as I say, the court decision set a precedent and therefore we thought that would be the end of the matter. But not so. There have been a few cases since Fagomatic, primarily the case of Elm Milk Limited. In that particular case, the car was owned by the business but used by a finance director who lived next door to the office, so immediately there was no home-to-office use. The key here was there was a board resolution saying that the company would buy the car for business use only and did not intend to make the car available for private motoring, and such use would breach the employee's terms of employment. That was very persuasive. The case went from the tribunal to the High Court, and from the High Court to the Court of Appeal. The Court of Appeal were persuaded by the board resolution. The employee concerned that the finance director had another car, so that was an important factor. Since then, people have tried to use Elm Milk to recover VAT, but most cases, I have to say, have been lost. In order to recover VAT, there really needs to be a strictly controlled pool car to have any chance at all. That is a car kept at the office or factory. It's used strictly controlled by log. And then you've got a chance of VAT recovery. Elm Milk, of course, had a board of directors, so it doesn't help for a sole trader or a partnership or a single director company because you can't have a resolution with yourself. Customers just wouldn't wear that one. So in practice, unfortunately, VAT is not usually recoverable on the purchase of a motor car except by leasing companies, motor dealers who are going to sell the car and charge output VAT, taxi firms, car rental firms, and driving schools. In contrast, some VAT can be recovered on the cost of car leasing. In fact, 50% of the VAT on the cost of leasing is recoverable, provided the business uses the car in some part for business purposes. That use can be 1% or 99%, but whatever the use percentage, it is 50% which can be used to determine the recoverable amount of VAT on leasing costs. That 50% is an arbitrary figure, but it's been held to be fair and reasonable by the courts, including the European Court and the European Commission, which dictates how VAT works in the UK. 50% does not apply to the maintenance of the car, if this is shown separately on the lessor's invoice. 50% doesn't apply. In fact, you can claim 100% recovery on the VAT of maintenance costs. This applies whether the car is leased or whether the car has been purchased. HMRC have always accepted that 100% of VAT on maintenance costs can be recovered, provided the car is used in the business. They have agreed that if you're using the car in the business to any degree, the main purpose of having the car maintained is a business purpose rather than a private purpose. So it's one area of VAT where they have been particularly lenient.